IMO urges nations to put policies into practice. The International Maritime Organization, IMO, is calling on its 176 member states and the global shipping industry to take concrete actions to protect the marine environment. This comes as the world celebrates World Ocean Day on June 8, a day dedicated to raising awareness about the importance of oceans and the need to preserve them for future generations. The IMO Secretary General, Arsenio Dominguez, emphasized the organization's commitment to protecting the ocean, which is essential for the well-being of humanity. With shipping being one of the main users of ocean space, it is crucial that we focus on reducing pollution and addressing new challenges such as underwater radiated noise and transboundary species. The IMO has a robust set of international instruments in place to prevent pollution, protect marine life, and support safer, more sustainable shipping. These include global treaties such as the MARPOL Convention, Ballast Water Management Convention, Anti-Fouling Systems Convention, Hong Kong Convention on Ship Recycling, and London Convention and Protocol on Dumping of Wastes at Sea. The IMO is also tackling marine plastic litter through its 2026 strategy and action plan to address marine plastic litter from ships. This strategy aims to reduce plastic waste discharges to sea from ships by 2030, a goal that aligns with the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 14. Furthermore, the IMO is working on reducing underwater radiated noise, URN, through its revised guidelines for the reduction of underwater radiated noise from shipping. The trial phase for these guidelines will end in 2028, after which an IMO study will inform future measures to address adverse impacts on marine life. The IMO is also developing a standalone legally binding instrument for the control and management of ships' biofouling. This initiative aims to minimize the transfer of invasive aquatic species and protect biodiversity. The agreement among member states to develop this instrument marks a significant step towards combating shipborne biofouling. Climate change and ocean nexus are also critical issues that require attention from the IMO. Ongoing discussions focus on regulations to reduce greenhouse gas emissions from ships, which is essential for mitigating climate change and protecting the marine environment. The global shipping industry must prioritize environmental sustainability if it wants to contribute meaningfully to addressing global challenges such as climate change and ocean pollution. The IMO's efforts to implement policies into practice are a significant step in this direction. As the world continues to grapple with the complexities of ocean conservation, the IMO's commitment to protecting the marine environment is more important than ever. By working together, we can ensure that our oceans remain healthy and thriving for generations to come. The IMO's World Maritime Day theme for 2026 to 2027, From Policy to Practice, Powering Maritime Excellence, reflects the organization's focus on turning policy into action. As we move forward, it is essential that we prioritize environmental sustainability and take concrete steps to protect our oceans.